Hello, this is Scott Berry, host of Immigration Nation, and Klein Powell is behind the camera today. We have a special guest for you, Irene Mugambi-Law. Irene is from Dallas, and she has a family and an immigration law firm. Welcome, Irene.
Thank you, Scott. This is so exciting.
We met about a year ago, I think, at a Dallas Bar Association.
Scott, it's been longer than that.
Has it?
It's been longer than that. Oh, my gosh. I feel like it was in 2023,
yeah.
I feel like.
So see, now so I'm sorry I took this long to get you into the studio. Like, that's on me.
Well, I'm happy you finally got to me.
For those that don't already know you, you've had such a remarkable career, and I really wish you'd share that with everybody.
Scott, you're so kind to say that, because I don't know that I have all that, but thank you. So I'm a former prosecutor. Before I went into practice, I was a DA, an assistant DA. So being in the courtroom is something I did from the beginning, and that's a great learning place if you're going to be a litigator. So I consider myself a litigator. The firm has been around for a long time. We've been around since the late 90s, 1997, 1998. So there's several decades that we have done practice areas, are family law and immigration law. Immigration law, we do defense, criminal defense. I've got a team that's been with me a long time. We care about our clients. We know them by name. We are a boutique practice. Typically, the file does not move around several attorneys. It's a very small practice. I am the founder of it. I have an associate, and we are continuing to grow. So we are going to be bringing in more staff members. We do offer payment arrangements for families that need it. And right now, yeah, things are difficult because the economy is starting to really, yeah, slow down. And this is what happens when immigrants are thrown out of the country. It affects our economy, you know.
There's a lot of questions going on around the community around immigration right now. It's kind of an unprecedented time. And therefore, I thought it would be great to have you in to talk about some of the frequently asked questions that people have for you. Because I know they're concerned about their status. They're concerned about the increased activity from ICE and the changes in policy. So it's really a bit of an unusual time. So would you mind sharing with us some of the things that you're seeing as an immigration attorney, and what types of information or tips would someone who needed a status update, like, what would they need to know?
Sure. So definitely getting a lot of calls from family members of people who are detained, and detention, okay, is being done by the local authorities. It could be the police. It could be HSI, which is Homeland Security itself, and of course, investigations. And some of it is job raids. You know, people are getting picked up from various places. So I'm getting calls from family members. And when I get those calls, they are trying to locate their family members. Where, okay, are they? Where is my dad? I can't find him. Where should I start looking? And if I have already done a consultation with that family, I typically will already have all the documents that I've kind of lined up. I'm like, I tell them, hey, get your birth certificate to prove that, you know, you're a U.S. citizen and your father's been here how long. And then before that call that I'm getting, I'm kind of aware of the family situation, which helps.
So would you recommend that someone, if they were concerned about a future deportation, if they thought they were at risk, would you be willing to meet with the family ahead of time just to kind of gather their information and their current status? Is that possible?
Yes. And I actually prefer to even save them a drive into the office. They're welcome to come in. We do walk-ins as well.
Okay.
But we also have phone and video calls available to them, which sort of saves people, you know, toll fees and, yeah, putting yourself at risk, driving, right, down. If you're at lunch, we'll talk to you from your car. And we really try to simplify for them. So yes, getting to speak to an attorney is important. Sometimes I find from the calls, people have gone through notarios, and the notarios have made mistakes with, yeah, the paperwork that was filed that has resulted in the family member being detained. So we have to come back in there and work things backwards to see if there's solutions for the families. So we're seeing a lot of detentions, and it's on a daily basis. And unfortunately, the law has become very difficult about getting bonds for people. But, you know, we assess each case separately to determine if a person entered legally or illegally, because if they entered legally, for example, there are people getting bonds for that. But you have to determine the person is not a flight risk, which requires letters from members in your family or, you know, in their community saying, we know this person, we know where they live. There are people who are not a danger to society and so forth. So there's a little bit of things you can still do for people, but you need to know early, which is
more challenging now.
It is much more challenging.
So to your point, you know, if there ever was a reasonable possibility of someone using an Ontario years ago, like this is, could potentially be a really bad move under the current environment, right?
It is a disastrous because they are charging a lot of money right now, Scott, and people are very vulnerable and they hear, you know, you can get a work permit or you can get a green card. And there's probably scams that have generated the big, you know, movement. And then people are scared on top of that.
We've been hearing that some people are kind of hunkering down in their homes and they're not visiting the schools and working in the grocery stores and even churches and stuff because there's a great deal of fear around that. Is that valid?
Yeah, I mean, that's dialed up. I have to be careful how we advise people on that. You know, obviously, if you don't have a driver's license, it's not, this is not the time to be driving because there's a lot of encounters happening that way. You want to be careful if you're in a place where there's a lot of, you know, like a high risk place where they might come in and round people up. So you want to exercise precaution. Obviously using your good judgment, right? Which is don't drink and drive, don't do drugs, you know. I feel like
this is
the
definitely
message from
not
Nancy Reagan from back in the day.
It definitely applies now. This is not a time to be testing the system.
A lot of people may be using documents that belong to other people that could be big problems for them.
Yeah, we could go from a slap on the wrist to being a big, big problem in this current environment.
And it can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, and then you can't find your family members. And I think the stress would really be ratcheted up in today's environment when I can't imagine what it would be like to know that you have someone in the family that's been detained and you don't even know where they are. And they, they can move right without you even being told.
Right. It's musical jails right now. So you could have somebody picked up in Dallas. They end up in Louisiana. So they're maybe in detention in Texas for like a week.
Yeah.
And if that long. And the next thing you know, they're in Tennessee somewhere or Mississippi somewhere.
So, again, this is a time where you want to reach out to an experienced, confident, respected immigration attorney immediately when you have an issue or even before if you think there might is a risk of an issue coming up, because this is not the time to play. It's unprecedented.
The stakes are high. You know, even as a practitioner who's been around for over three decades, I'm having to move really fast about what is coming down from the Supreme Court.
Almost changes every day, certainly every week.
Correct. Yeah. You know, what the Board of Immigration Appeals is saying. So even for somebody who's a seasoned lawyer, I am having to really stay on top of things extra, which, you know, we need to do that to protect our communities and members of our society that really are, you know, we're fighting back. We're helping as much as we can. We're not rolling over because it is a time to do that.
Well, everybody has rights. Right. And they need an attorney to stand up for them.
That's right.
You're not doing anything that the country hasn't set aside as proper law and proper procedures. There are procedures for these kind of things to help people get their status. And but you're not going to get it on your own. This is the time to find someone to represent you.
Right. Because the government has really ramped up their enforcement as far as, you know, getting agents out and also arming judges with and the trial attorneys with what they need to say, how they need to handle cases. And if you're pro se, this is a really hard time to do that.
Yeah. And I love that you're offering kind of private, secure Zooms so that if people do have a lot of stress and worry, they can consult with you from home or work without increasing their risk of getting out and driving and showing up at an immigration attorney's office and stuff. I'm glad that you do that. Thank you.
Yeah. And I found that people really appreciate that because we're giving back their time and trying to come up with a game plan on what they need to be thinking about, what they need to be doing.
But your offices are also in like the downtown Dallas area for people that are in North Texas, if they did want to come in person?
100%. Actually, it's even better because our parking is free. So we're a little bit north of downtown. We're right there off of Mockingbird in between 35 and 114.
Oh, yeah. Is that kind of near Love Field?
Very close to Love Field. Okay, so gotcha. It's literally, I'm actually one exit away from ICE, which is really good. Yep. And I can get to USCIS in a short period of time because it's in Irving. We're like 114. That's why I picked this location and I've been there for a long time. But yes, yeah, so we are here to help families prepare and also file when we think it's appropriate.
Is there one or two things that you would just recommend to foreign nationals or people who are uncertain about their status, like talk to those people?
Oh, yes.
And maybe make some recommendations, give them some feedback from an experienced attorney?
Yes. So basically, I think this is a time to really reflect on your particular situation. One, you cannot compare your situation to your friend's situation because every situation is different. Everybody comes at a different time. Everybody has different family members they may qualify from. And everybody also has, some people may have criminal records, other people don't have criminal records. And honestly, lawyers are in a better position to tell you what is available to you. So whenever I speak with people, I'm looking to see if they can give me, in all transparency, what their past has been. Also, I ask them to provide me with evidence. You know, I want to see if they went to high school here, you know, how long they've been here, what their parents have as far as status. Their grandparents, sometimes I go back and I do a screen. And we also screen for a variety of other types of humanitarian relief. As far as advice to people, again, like I indicated, you know, don't go with what people are telling you. Please do not use notarios because you are going to dig yourself into a very deep hole. And these are people who are not lawyers. They may have been lawyers in their home country, and they are building applications for people that are not correct. Also, I'd say be careful who you're around. You know, I tell people all the time, don't place yourself in danger, and it's very risky right now. Yeah. And then your family members need to kind of know where you are. We have some individuals that we're now asking them to have ear tags on them because, you know, phones, sometimes people don't have their phones charged up and they may die.
Contact.
So if they get into custody, there is no signal coming.
It's very clever.
Right. So your family members, if they have an ear tag on them, then that ear tag will follow them into whatever detention facility they're in.
That's very clever.
Yes. Yeah.
That's clever. I mean, you've had to
difficult.
Learn the hard way,
it's
though,
difficult.
From
yeah.
people
it's
not being able to locate
yeah.
their loved ones.
Yeah. And then I'm also telling people that may be bond eligible, they need to know who their sponsor is going to be for the bond. They need to have emergency money prepared. And if they have children, many of us are advising them to have a plan on who's going to be able to pick up kids from school that particular day if something happens. If there's medical issues with the kids, for them to get medical records, because those may be necessary for us to use in the immigration proceeding if they choose to fight their case. Again, these are difficult times, so bonds are not easy to get right now. So tidbits are, be careful who you're around. Your family members need to be aware of your whereabouts. And then just have your documentation available for somebody to take into an attorney's office if, you know, God forbid.
Yeah. Well, you plan for the worst and pray that that never happens. Irene, thank you so much for these incredible ideas, things for our viewers to think about, better ways to prepare and respond if the unthinkable happens. Would you share with people the way that you would like them to contact you? Maybe tell them about the website, phone number, emails, anything like that.
Yes, absolutely. So we've kept our phone number for a long time. Our number is 214-631-0055. So we do take calls around the clock. We have staff that is very proficient language-wise, Spanish, and we can, you know, be able to speak to clients that aren't comfortable in English. If they're Spanish speakers, it's very welcome. No problem. We have a lot of clients that are from Central America, from South America, from, of course, Mexico as well, and various parts of the world. So we help people that are in need, regardless of where they've come from.
Yeah. So tell everybody what your website, what your .com is.
So it is... I'm not going to do the www.
Okay.
DFW, familylawandimmigration.com.
Excellent. And can you be emailed?
I can absolutely be emailed. And we actually, you can email through our website. You can email through directly to me. And my staff will be able to schedule you an appointment to come in or just to talk on the phone.
Excellent.
And it's all confidential too. Everything we discuss is confidential.
So what would the email be?
The email would be irene@mugambilaw.com.
All right. Excellent. And I assume you're also on social media.
Yes, we are on Facebook. And our Facebook is Law Office of Irene Mugambi.
Boom. You've heard it directly from Irene today. And there's so much more we could talk about. Will you come back another time?
I would love to. This was an easy drive for me.
Okay. So today we talked about just general things that the foreign national community could be thinking about and doing to prepare for this kind of unprecedented moment. Irene Mugambi, thank you guys for following.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This podcast has been prepared for general information purposes only and is not legal advice. This information is not intended to create, and receipt of it does not constitute an attorney-client relationship.